Thank you for the floor, Mr. Vice President, distinguished delegates. Thank you very much for your recommendations and observations in regard to gender equality. As indicated in our national report and in the opening speech of our commissioner, the Czech Republic has been successful in eliminating gender inequalities in many areas during the last couple of years. However, gender inequalities still persist in many aspects of life in the Czech society. Therefore, promoting women's rights and gender equality remains one of the key priorities of the Czech Republic. In March 2021, a new strategy for gender equality was adopted by the Czech government. The strategy includes more than 400 specific measures divided into 8 key priority areas following the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action and other international documents and standards. Elimination of gender-based violence is one of the key priorities. Our main focus lies in securing availability of specialized services to victims, providing training to professionals, as well as improving our legal system. Women's shelters, psychological assistance, and other social services are being provided to victims of domestic violence free of charge. However, many of the social services providing assistance to victims are not specialized on domestic violence or sexual violence. In response to this, the Government Council for Gender Equality adopted standards of quality for specialized services for victims of gender-based violence in 2022. Those standards are now being implemented at the regional level. Last year, 5 new specialized centers for victims of domestic and sexual violence were opened in different regions. Since last year, victims of domestic violence and sexual violence are automatically considered to be vulnerable victims and are provided legal assistance free of charge. In order to build common understanding of domestic violence from public authorities, a preparation of new law on domestic violence was started last year. The law should enact a legal definition of domestic violence in accordance with international standards, including the Council of Europe Convention on Preventing and Combating Violence Against Women and Domestic Violence. The Act on Domestic Violence should also further strengthen rights of victims and provide them with better protection. Specialized trainings of courts, state prosecutors, police officers, social workers, and other professionals continue to be provided by the Office of the Czech Government and by the Justice Academy. Another legislative measure currently discussed by the Czech Parliament is the new legal definition of rape in the Czech Criminal Code, so that the definition based on the lack of consent. In practice, the Czech Republic has taken a number of steps in order to implement the Council of Europe Convention on Preventing and Combating Violence Against Women and Domestic Violence. As already indicated by the Commissioner for Human Rights, the Czech government is now ready to reopen the debate about the ratification of the convention. In cooperation with the civil society sector, we are now preparing an awareness-raising campaign to explain both to the public as well as to the members of the parliament the practical benefits and importance of the Istanbul Convention. The Czech government remains ready to promote further progress in order to achieve de facto gender equality, including balanced participation of women and men in politics and decision-making positions, promoting gender equality at the labor market, or tackling gender stereotypes. A number of steps have already been taken to tackle gender pay gap. The Czech government supports employers to undertake equal pay audits. Competencies of labor inspectorates to control the implementation of the right to equal pay more effectively have been strengthened. In December 2022, an equal pay action plan was adopted by the Czech government focusing on pay transparency and tackling gender stereotypes in the labor market. Thank you.